Let's begin, let's begin. Okay, we're up to Shir 8, Chazara number 1. We're up to Shir 8, Chazara number 1. Let's begin. Okay. Give the four sheetas, the Gabi Psala Yotze, and Asuka Shemofi B'daf Yotes. We have a principle called Psala Yotze, which means you have a kashas of Sukkah, and you extend it to another place in the Sukkah. So we said that this din of psal is from psolus gor v'yikev. Psolus means the rubbish. The rubbish of the leaves. It's not possible. We said don't make that terrible mistake. Shows you don't know the sect at all. Psal yotze means the rubbish. Psolus gor v'yikev. So memel is the rubbish. So it's the rubbish. So we said that the certain part of the sukkah there's a kashrus, and we extend that kashrus to another place in the sukkah. So the Gemara has on daf yotes amaral four applications of it, which we showed in the picture very clearly. The first application of this is as follows. Please get it. First application is this Ula. Here we go. Right here. Ula here. It extends a little bit. You see that? So, this part of the sukkah, since inside the sukkah is kosher, we extend it to this part as well. And therefore, psala yotz is kosher. Therefore, we extend the kasher of the sukkah. That's number one application. Ula. Number two. Let's get it. Rabbi of Yosef, Damar Tavau, Kanama Yotz, Lefnim, and Asukkah. What is this? This one wall is longer. Therefore, the first was Ula. The second one is Rabbi of Yosef. Rabbi of Yosef said the wall's a little bit later. Since the extension of the wall's a little bit later, the halach is it's good. Because it only has one wall, we say it's good. Psala Yotz. Okay, anyone who didn't get here? Here, take Adam. Okay? That's number two. Okay? Number three application. What's the third application? Number three is Rabba Babarchan Am Rabbi Yechanan. What are we dealing with here? Again, that it's not so. We said that there's Chamsim Rumi Tzulasa in some of the parts of the Sukkah. Still good. Because most of the Sukkah is not that way. Most of the Sukkah is more shade than Sukkah. And then the fourth application is Raboshia, who said that the sukkah is possible, you have schach possible less than three tefachim here to the sukkah. So Gemara says, isn't that loved? So Gemara says that there's something more over and above loved here. Because loved would not allow you to sleep in that makom, less than three tefachim right here. Less than three tefachim by the wall, Amai says schach possible. So loved should take care of that. The answer is that no. The answer is that psal yotz is a little bit higher than that. What do I mean by higher? It's stronger. Psala Yotze allows you to sleep under that. Lava would not allow you to sleep under it. Would allow the sukkah to be kosher, but would not allow you to sleep directly under it. So those are the four applications I want you to get on the din of Psala Yotze in a sukkah. Is it a lachlo mosh mesinah? Is it not? The Gemara doesn't say anywhere if it's a lachlo mosh mesinah, but the way Rav Shechter Shlita says it over to us, that it is a concept of lachlo mosh mesinah. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, what's the din of Pchusa mi'asara tvachim d'chakakaba kedei lashlima la'asara tazbir? Let's get the din, guys. The Gemara in the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph says, Beferish, if you have a sukkah less than 10 tefachim, you dig out a hole to complete the 10. If it's within what? If from the hole to the wall is less than 3 tefachim, it's good. If it's 3 tefachim or more, it's possible. If it's less than 3 tefachim, it's ksheir. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference when it comes to Dofen Akuma? We said Dalet Amud, and here all we say is what? Less than 3 tefachim. What's the answer? Over there, why are we more makel to allow a bigger shear of 3.9 amas? Because you already have a legitimate dolphin. You already have a legitimate dolphin. If you already have a legitimate dolphin, then we're willing to say up to 3.9 amas, dalet amas. But here, we don't have a legitimate dolphin. The dolphin is less than 10 tefachim. So if you don't have a legitimate dolphin, we're much more machmer. You require what? From the hole to the wall, it's got to be less than 3 tefachim. Not less than 4 amas. If you have a legitimate wall, then we're less than dalet amas is enough. That's dolphin akuma. You follow me, Donnie? But if you don't have a legitimate wall, then what's the din? You need what? You need a smaller shear, and that's less than 3 tefachim. So that's the Gemara in Lamaisa, number what? Number two. Number three. What did the Ritva ask? And how does he mashal for Shabbos of Chesukah? The Ritva asks a bam kasha. The Ritva says, I don't understand something. The Gemara says, Beferish, Mesech HaShabbos, and Davzayanim and Beis, that if you have a configuration where you have a house that is 9 tefachim hollow, and the 10th tefach has a beam on the top. So from the outside, it's a resusiyachit because it's a full 10th fucking wall. On the outside, it's a full 10 tefachim wall. On the inside, it's hollow 9. And if you dig a hole, the Gemara says it doesn't have to be within what? 3 tefachim. As long as you dig a hole, it makes it a reshus ha-yachid also for the inside people too as well. Because it's 9 hollow plus the 1 of the hole. I don't understand. Why by sukkah does the Gemara say it has to be within 3 tefachim? And by Shabbos, it doesn't have to be. That's the Ritva's Bam Kasha. It's a tremendous Kasha. He says, you're enveloped, so why shouldn't that be good? Why is the Mechitza possible? In Shabbos, it's fine. As long as it's considered Rosh Hashanah. So in Shabbos, if it's considered Rosh Hashanah, what's the problem here? Let it be a good wall for Sukkah. Why is there an insistence in our Gemara that it's got to be less than 3 tefachim? So the Ritva says an amazing teretz. Amazing. Please get it. The Ritva's Mechadesh, the two Ritvas we said, we put them together. The Ritva's Mechadesh is a fundamental distinction between a Mechitza and Shabbos and a Dofen of a Sukkah. By a Mechitza, by Shabbos, the mandate is to envelop the Makom. As long as you envelop a Makom and you feel you're surrounded, that's enough. Therefore, I don't need it to be within 3 Tefachim in order for it to form a Rishus HaYachid. But when it comes to Sukkah, I need a Dofen. If I need a Dofen, I need a Dofen in quotes. And therefore, if I need a Dofen in quotes, you better bet your bottom dollar that the Dofen has to be within 3 Tefachim of the Karka Sukkah, the whole. In order that it is recognizable, this is a Dofen of a Sukkah. Okay? And then the Ritva takes it a step further. Please get that. And that was the first Ritva, but we put it together with the second Ritva. He quotes his Rebbe, which is Nun Reish. What is it, Nun Reish? Natar Rachmana Ushmare. Right? Nun Reish Vav. Remember? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch him. Natar Rachmana Ushmare, guard him. So he's Mechadish, tremendous Chiddush. He says that there's a, I want to elaborate and elucidate a further difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. It runs like this. He says, why is it the whole world a Rishus HaYachid? Donnie, let's get this. There's a continental shelf. The wall surrounds, why is Manhattan, we said, is an island. Why is that not a Rishus HaYachid? So he points out the following. He says like this. There's a wall on the island. He says, in Hilchos Shabbos, as long as you are what? As long as you are, it has to be, you have to be close to it, halacha lemaisa, and you have to be, it has to be nikar. You have to be close to it, it has to be recognizable to you. That's why the continental shelf or the walls of the island of Manhattan do not serve as Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Gudasik. Because number one, you're not necessarily close to it. Number two, you don't see it. But in Hilchos Sukkah, there's a higher standard. It has to be close to you, and it has to see you, and you have to be on the same what? You have to be on the same level as well. You have to be on the same level as well. Okay?
If you're right next to the water, then.
We said that's still not enough. You're not considered, you can't see it there necessarily. Can't see it necessarily. Whereas by an Amud, you are close enough and you can see it. If you bend down, Lamaisa, even if you bend down, you can't. So again, please let's just get the second Ritva. That when it comes to Shabbos, you envelop the Makom. So if you envelop the Makom, it doesn't have to be Shlosha Tefachim. By Sukkah, you need what more than that? You have to make sure that there is a dolphin. Snicker, there's a dolphin. So what does that mean? So he plugged in with the second Ritva. It means as follows. That by Shabbos, it's nervous, samuch, it's good. By Shabbos, lamaisa, you have to be close to it. It has to be on the what? You have to see it as well. Halach lamaisa. But if you're not on the same, it has to be near and close to you. So therefore, you don't really see it. It's not really necessarily close to you. It's a chesaron about the continental shelf. But the omud is fine. You're close to it, and if you bend down, you can see it. By Sukkah, you got to be on the same level, and you have to actually see it. You have to be on the same level, you have to actually see it, you have to be close by. So there's a higher standard by Sukkah than what? Than Shabbos. So that's how we put together the two Ritvas. Please get it. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? That answers number one. That was 3, and then also we said 4. That answers 4. What was the Ritva's answer? Okay, 5. What's a machlekes Yishonim where it's mutter to sit in the case of chakak tasbir? Please get it. In the case of the chakak, where must you sit? So most Rishonim are of the opinion we saw, and Mr. Brewer quotes Rov Rishonim like this as well, halacha l'maisa. The Ritva quotes, the Ritva says, let's get it, number 5. The Ritva writes, and as I said, most Rishonim say, Meiri quotes, that you can sit outside the hole as well. You don't have to sit inside the hole, okay? You don't have to actually sit inside the hole at all. There's no need to sit inside the hole. Meiri writes, Rov Rishonim say that what? That it's considered to be good. It's like Lavadu. It's considered to be Lavad. And therefore, it's loved alach lamais. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say it like that, and therefore there's no problem. You can sit. It's loved to the hole, and therefore you don't have to actually sit in the hole. But there's an amazing tour we saw in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel. The tour says you have to sit in the hole. You have to sit in the hole. And most Rishonim, we'll get to it tomorrow though, Bezrat Hashem, but most Rishonim say the hole is 7 by 7 Tfachim. Okay, let's assume like that today. Most Rishonim say like that. The Torah says you got to sit in the hole. You must sit in the hole. And we said, why? Why must you sit in the hole? So we said like this. The truth of the matter is that Beis Yosef was bothered by, he said, what's the difference in Istanbul? What did Istanbul say? What did Rashi say when it came to Istanbul? Rashi said he could eat outside the Istanbul, right? Rashi said he could eat outside the Istanbul, right? The Torah says beferish you got to eat in the hole. The truth is Rashi also might be mashma that. I want you to get that down in your notes. Rashi also might be mashma that. At least the Korban Nisanal says that Rashi says you got to eat in the hole as well. So it's not, it's the Torah beferish. The Korban Nisanal claims that Rashi says it as well. Korban Nisanal's Osifkon Gimel, where do you find the Korban Nisanal? In the bottom of the Rush. The Korban Nisanal says that Rashi says, like the tour, they have to eat in the hole. So what's the svara for this? What's the svara for this? Shulchan Aruch says, no way, you can eat outside the hole. So Mishabru did quote the Shita. So we said the following svara, I want you to get it. The svara is as follows, is that the Itztabal, you can eat outside the sukkah because what? It's an outgrowth of the sukkah. Sukkah l'malim yesrim is not a real psul. Mashain came. If you eat outside the sukkah, you got a problem here. If you eat outside the hole, why is it a problem? Because it's not what the defunos are what? They're not ten high. If the defunos are not, you're not going to say psal yotze when what? You only say psal yotze when you're coming from a sukkah that's kosher. You can't say psal yotze yesh miayin. Nothing's kosher here. So that was the first far that we said. That the tour and possibly Rashi, if they hold like the corners, I say you got to eat in the hole. The reason why you got to eat in the hole, because you can't eat outside the hole and say psaliyotz. If psaliyotz, it comes from a sukkah that's ksheri. You have no sukkah that's ksheri here yet. Allah l'maisa. You have no sukkah that's ksheri. If you're what? In such a case, Allah l'maisa, that's what he wanted at the time. You don't say psaliyotz only when you have hechshed tfanos. You have no hechshed tfanos here. The only hechshed tfanos you have is through the principle of love. The mechitzas outside are 7, plus I'll put it together with the hole. So I can't say psaliyotz. Keep in mind, Lamaisa, the hole might have been 7 by 7, but it's not 10 fucking high. Okay, what was the other svar that we said? What was the other svar we said? You remember? The Taz pointed out what? Diras Rucha. No one, Lamaisa, if you eat outside the hole, that's very uncomfortable. So there are two svaras. First svar is what? What's the first svara? We don't say psaliyotza is coming from a kasher sukkah already. There's no kasher sukkah already. Number two is the Diras Rucha. That's the svar of the Torah and Rashi that they insist you must eat the chakak. As I said, the Shulchan Aruch does not require it, but Shabru does quote such a shita if you wanted to be machmer. Okay, couldn't have tainas on anybody that didn't. Okay, that answers number five. Number six. What is the din, and let's get this, very fascinating. What is the din in a situation where you don't need to make a dolphin? Does it work when the chakak is somach l'kosel arba amos? What do I mean to say by that? Very, very interesting. Okay? What do we say in our Gemara? What do we say in our Gemara the reason why you needed less than 3 tefachim? By dofen akuma, it's what? Normally less than what? 3 amos. 4 amos. 3.9. That was the case of what? When do we say dofen akuma? By all the case of itztabal. By chakak, what do we introduce? Love it. Right? Dofen akuma was not enough. You needed love it within less than 3 tefachim. Let me ask you a question. The reason why the Gemara said this is because you didn't have a dolphin, right? The reason why you need love it is because you didn't have a dolphin. Let's say you had a dolphin. Let's say a situation, says the Sfasem, you had a dolphin. If the sukkah was 10 tefachim high, and hutzim, twigs, dipped into the 10 tefachim, he says it's psula, mishum diras rucha. But he says, what happens if the dolphonos have a shame dolphin? So let's say what you would do as follows. You have sukkah of 10 tefachim, you have twigs that dip into it. I dig a hole. So from the hole to where the twig is will be 10 tefachim. What would you say in that case? Would that be good or not? Would that be good or not? So a push-up shot is, yes, it would be good because you don't need to make a dolphin. You already have what? You already have a dolphin there.
Sit outside the hole?
Sit anywhere in the hole or sit outside. Like we say most Rishonim. The Tosfos Rishonim says in Shabbos, if all the schach is 10 tefachim, you have schach, the 10 tefachim. Let's say your dolphinos are 10 high, and they go lamala from the schach. Let's say the schach's 8 tefachim, and the walls go up to 10. What would you say in that case? You have a 10 tefachim sukkah, and the schach goes up only to 8. What would you say in that case? It's already a dolphin. If you made a hole, what would be the din? It would be good.
If you made a hole, it would be good.
Why would it be? I'm saying, but if you made a hole, it would be good, even if it's more than what? Even if it's more than 3 tefachim. Even if it's more than, because I already have a shame dolphin. I want you to get this kiddush. Again, number 6. We're saying, what is the din? Mamakam shame tzarek lashui, though. You don't have to make a dolphin. Would it work if the chakak is some gosel arbamos? Okay? You know what? You should actually say the word halacha lamaisa. You should say somach lekoso pachos mi arbamos. Why don't you add the word pachos in number 6? It's pachos mi arbamos. Okay, meaning to say what? You don't need a what? You have a dolphin already there. You follow me?
Do you have to be within 4 amos?
No, you have to be within. Yeah, in order to say dolphin akum, you always got to be within dalat amos. But you can be more than 3 tefachim away because you already have a shame dolphin. So if I have a sukkah, let's get it, that the schach is 8 tefachim high, and the dolphin goes above it 10, on this side, if I dig a hole, that's going to be good. I could say dolphin akuma. Why? As long as I say dolphin akuma, it makes it fine. Halacha lemaisa. Because I already have a shame dolphin there. It's already 10 tefachim high. I just, in order to say dolphin akuma, it's got to be less than dalat amos. No, it's not tossing on us. It's Fasem is being mechan. Never a problem. We said, because when we make the hole, the Lamal Yasu is not a problem. Or like the stipler, you're making the floor. When you do it with the floor, it's not a problem. Yes, David?
Does that chakak in this case need to be 7x7 or even less than that would be kosher?
Well, let's assume that it's 7x7. Let's assume like the Rov Rishonim always said it's 7x7. Tomorrow we'll get to the Michtam said that point. Rov Rishonim said it's always got to be 7x7. Okay? So that's the Chiddush again. What we're saying here, Akiva, please get it. Is that the Chiddush in the Gemara was in order to say what? In order to say less than 3 tefachim, the reason why you got to say that is because why you didn't have a dolphin. But if you have a dolphin, go back to the din of dolphin akuma, and that's fine if you have a legitimate dolphin. So where you don't have to make a dolphin, chakak could work as long as it's pachos mi arba amos, say dolphin akuma straight up, like that Tosfos Rishonim and Shabbos Zayin Beis. What's the Tosfos Rishonim case? Again, 10 tefachim high, the schach is 8 tefachim. No problem, dig a hole and it's fine. No problem. Dig a hole and it's fine, and as long as it's within dalat amos, you can say dolphin akuma and it's beautiful. Yes, David, go ahead.
According to Sfas Emes or Tosfos Rishonim, could you also sit on the ground that's above the chakak, or because that's part of the wall?
Let's go like Rav Rishonim and that Shaila too as well. That's correct.
Even though it's like you're sitting on the wall though, because if we say dolphin akuma down by sitting on the ground.
Oh, that would depend on which approach of dolphin akuma you take. If you all like Rashi, you're sitting under a wall. If you all sliding, it'd be good.
Okay.
Very good. Excellent kashas. Okay, then it brings up numbers. That was 6. Let's go 7, guys. What does the Tosfos say in Dalet Amud Beis? Let's go. Top Tosfos. We'll break it down. Let's get it down, guys, okay? Kiva, you got it? Tosfos asked the following kash on Rashi. Rashi and Gittin on Daf Tedvav Amud Beis says the following din. Mareymar says, Mareymar, if you take a bank of dirt with a wall of, a bank of dirt is 5 tochim. A wall made of wood, 5 tefachim. Can they starve together? Yes. Mareymar says yes. Rav Chisda says no. We paskin like Mareymar. However, Rashi says, according to Rav Chisda, it's not mitzarif. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, does not mitzarif? What we just got through saying with the whole case in our Gemara. You mitzarif the wall of the dirt, yes? With what? The wooden wall of the sukkah. Those are two different materials. And we said it's mitzarif. As long as it's within 3 tefachim of one another. Here, David, how can you say Rav Chisda? How can you say Rav Chisda at all? It's against the din. That's Rashi, that's Tosfos Kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is against the Gemara and Sukkah. Our very own Gemara, Adam. It said it's Mistarif, right? If it's Mistarif, how can Rav Chisda say it's not Mistarif? That's Tosfos Kasha, very strong Kasha. Rashi and Gittin says, according to Rav Chisda, two different materials are not good. What do you mean two different materials are not good? Look at Sukkah. I took the wall of the pit, and I start with a wooden wall. Beautiful sukkah. That's Mistarif. Okay, that answers number 8. I'm sorry, that answers number 7. Plain and simple. That's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Yeah, Dave, real quick.
So why is that a kasha on Rashi? Isn't that just a kasha on the Pshat of the Mach?
That's what we'll get to with the Pnei Yoshua Lamaisa. That's what we're going to get to with the Pnei Yoshua. Okay? So, hey, what is the Mahalach of the Pnei Yoshua in order to be made in the Kushi of Tisus? So David brought up the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua says like this. He says, what on earth is Tisus kasha on Rashi? First of all, we paskin like Mareimar. We paskin like Mareimar. Maybe Rav Chista would argue in our Gemara. You can't ask from one Amora and another Amora. It's not a kasha. What kind of kasha is that, the Pnei Yoshua says? Tisus asked on Rashi. Rav Chista says Mistarf. Our Gemara says Mistarf. Shkoyev. Rav Chista can argue. What on earth is it a problem, Mitzah? The way Rashi's Masber, because Rashi stresses the two materials, David. That's what it means, the two materials. Well, our Gemara is the two materials. So we said the following from the Pnei Yoshua. Please get it. Pnei Yoshua said as follows. Tisus obviously must have understood that all these dinim, Haisa, how many dinim are there? I don't remember, seven or eight already. From the bottom of Gimel and Beis until Dalet and Beis. All these dinim, Haisa. What did Rashi say? Who wrote them? Piskim of Ravashi. Excellent, Matthew. You know what Tisus says? Forget about it. Pnei Yoshua says, Tisus says, these are brises. And Amora cannot argue on a brisa. And that's exactly what Tosfos was asking on Rashi. You, Rashi, are Masber of Chista, that if you have two materials, it can't be Mistarif. It's against the price. Look at the price here. It says Beferis of Mistarif. So it comes out of Machleks Rashi Tosfos. Are these statements of Ravashi or are these statements of Bryces? Rashi says the statements of Ravashi floating around in Ravashi Bismedrish, and Tosfos says they're Bryces. Now we pointed out, remember this, please get in this question. Remember we pointed out at that time, that in reality, the Kesef Mishnah writes the Amoraim or Makabal upon themselves never to argue on a Tana. That's why in Shas, Gemara always asks on Amora from a Tana. But what did we say? It was a Kabbalah, Kesef Mishnah says. But what do we say? There are two ways to arrive at Halacha. You could derive at Halacha with 100% certitude. And what's the other way? With intuition. So we say when the Gemara asks on an Amora from a Tana, you, Amora, with your intuition, you're against the Mishnah, you're against a Brisa. But if an Amora holds what? 100% that he's of certitude, he can definitely argue on a Tana. Rabbanan and Baba Kama quotes 11 cases where we have what? Amoraim arguing Tanoim. So what does it mean, Rav Tano Polik, like Ariel said? Rav's the only Amora that can argue on a Tana, Ksubis Chesam and Aleph. And Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Chaim, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, Rabbi Yochanan. But it doesn't say Rabbi Yochanan, Tano Polik, it only says Rav. So the answer is like this. Rav's the only Amora that can argue on a Tana with an intuition alone. With an intuition, Rav's the only one that can argue on a Tana. But when you pit Rav against Rabbi Yochanan, the Lachas like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chanami. But Rav is the only one Amora can argue on a Tana with an intuition, we said. Okay? But he's a first generation Amora. So that's what the Gemara says, Beferish, Ksubis Chesam Adal. So Lamai said, please get this Mahalach. That's what we said, number eight. That's how the Pnei Yoshua said, Shantais. That's what Tais is really asking on Rashi. Halach Lamai said, because he understood these were Brises. How could Rav Chista argue on a Brise the way Rashi presents it? Okay. Fine, that's 8, 9. What are the three other Makaymas, Mar Makaymas, that Tisus asks on Rashi? Let's go. What are the three other Mar Makaymas? Number one was the case in Shabbos, where you have a house that is 9 Tfochim hollow, and the beam is the 10th. From the outside, it's a what? From the outside, it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's a wall. From the inside, it's 9 hollow. So what do we see? You see from that? What does it say? What do you mitzarif there? You make a hole in the middle. What do you make a hole in the middle? You have a house that's not 10 tefachim deep, simpler. And you dig a hole 4x4 in the middle of the house, it's been starved together. Again, the walls of the pit are dirt, and the walls of the house are wood. How do you starve them together? You see it works. That's the first kasha. This is the three other kashas besides our Gemara and Sukkah, 4 in total. But we did already the first one. So this is the first of the third and number 9. Number 2, what's the second kasha? The Gemara says if you have a bore and the heap of dirt, the mound of dirt. You know, you dig out a bore that's 9 tefachim deep, and then you surround it with its what? With a mound of dirt. Bor v'chul yaso. Yes? What do we say the chul yaso could be? It could be made of concrete, it could be made of plaster. But you're mitzarif what? You mitzarif the bank of the what? The walls of the pit, which is made of dirt, with the plaster of concrete that is a mound on top of it. Again, you see two materials, mitzarif. Kashan Rashi Rav Chista. And number 3, the third one is the Gemara Meseches Erevin, Bedaf Sadi Gimel, where it says you have two chatzeres, one on top of another, So the Gemara says that Rav Chisda, who normally what? Rav Chisda normally says it's not Mitztarif, says that the bottom one does, the bottom one can make an Erev Chatzeris. The bottom one can make an Erev Chatzeris. Why can they make an Erev Chatzeris on their own? What's the din? Halach l'maisa. Why can they? Because they can see the wall. As long as they can see the wall, it's considered Rishus B'fnei Atzmo. And therefore, as long as they can see the wall, that's considered to be Rishus B'fnei Atzmo. And therefore, they're able to make a what? They're able to make an Erev Chatzeris. No problem. So why don't you what? Also, if you're in the bottom of the pit, take the what? The wall of the pit and the wall of the wood and let them starve together. Because you can see the 10, you're inside the bore. So how can Rav Chisda say it's not Mistarf? He himself says it's Mistarf for the bottom guys. The bottom guys can make a what? An Erev. They can make an Erev Chatzeris. They're considered to be Rosh Hashanah and it's fine. They're Rosh Hashanah B'fnei Atzmo. So that's the third kasha, four Mar Makobos in total, that Tais asks on Rashi. How can Rashi say Einam Mitztarif? Okay, that answers number 9. 10. How do we save Rashi? How do we push off all these rayas in order to be Masber Rashi? Please get it. Okay. Number 1 we said regarding what? Number 1 we said it's possible to say Legabe what? Possible to say Legabe Shabbos, Tosso said, the second Mar Makom, he said you could say we're talking about, not that you made a pit 4x4, what'd you do? You made a pit 4x10. So that itself is Rosh Hashanah, stopping Mitztarif with anything. So you could get out of the second Gemara easily. But how do you get out of what? How do you get out of all these other Gemaras? So we wanted to, let's suggest the Svas Emes. Please get it. The Svas Emes says a Meirah Dikapshat. This will answer all the kashas. This is all part of number 10. The Svas Emes says, I want to tell you something. It's possible that Rav Chisda is talking about when you have a space between the mechitza and the bank, 3 tefachim space. So in that case, is the sukkah possible or not? So in a chanami, in the case of sukkah, it's possible. But what do you say in the case of what? What do you say in the case of what? Of Shabbos? So by Shabbos, we would assume halach l'maisa, Shabbos, in this case, it's also considered to be a mechitza. Even though by sukkah it's possible, it's still considered to be mechitza and Shabbos. And Rav Chisda argues and then he says, no way, if there's a three tefachim space, forget about it, it cannot be mitztarif together. So all these Mar Makomos fall like a domino. Because all those Mar Makomos, you know why they're mitztarif? Because there's less than 3 tefachim between the mechitza and the bank. And if less than 3 tefachim, then it's fine. No problem. Rav Chisda would agree it's mitztarif. So all them fall l'maisa as a domino. Halach l'maisa. They all fall like a domino, it's not a problem. Okay? And therefore it's possible to say that by the sukkah case, you can say the reason why what? The reason why it's considered to be possible in the case would be a 3 tefachim space. If there's no 3 tefachim space, then an echanami would be what? It would be kosher. So that's how we want to answer all those kashas based on the Svas Emes. Again, all those gemaras show mitztarif. What's the case, David? The case is halach l'maisa when they're what? When they're less than 3 tefachim between the mechitz and the bank. There's less than 3 tefachim, then of course Rav Chisda is mitztarif. When Rav Chisda say they're not mitztarif, he said they're not mitztarif when there's a space of 3 tefachim. When there's a space of 3 tefachim, he said they're not mitztarif. So therefore, don't ask me a kasha and all that. And by sukkah, the reason why what? And that's why we're talking about he'll say the reason why the sukkah is possible is because there's a space of what? There's a space of 3. If there's no space of 3, then the sukkah is kosher. So please get that Svas Emes. Svas Emes answer all the kashas of Ron Rashi, and they all fall. Also the apartment building. Why the apartment building them at Starif? Because there's no space of 3 tefachim between the bank and between one wall of the chatzar and the other wall of the chatzar. It's an ingenious answer. Please get it. Okay, I'm not sure if we said it over originally. I don't think we did. We're saying it right now. I want you to get it. That's how the Svas Emes answers all those kashas. Okay, beautiful. That's number 10. 11. Let's go. Because of all these kashas on Tosfos, Tosfos didn't buy that Svas Emes answer, obviously. Svas Emes is saving Rashi. He didn't say we're talking about a case with a 3 tefachim space. So what did the Tosfos say himself? Tosfos mechadesh achidesh nifla. What does Tosfos say? I want to tell you the case where it's not mitztarif. Where's the case with not mitztarif? One chatzar on top of another chatzar from whose purview? Whose purview are that mitztarif? The upper chatzar. The upper chatzar, they're not mitztarif. That's one case. And therefore, the upper chatzar would not be able to what? Does not make an Erev. They do not make an area for themselves either, and they're not mitzarif to the bottom guys either. Okay? Because they don't see the full mechitza. So it comes out that they're not even going to make an area for themselves, we said. We said that was the pshat in the Gemara. Okay? The tachtona will make an area for themselves, but the elyona will not. Why won't they? Because the elyona don't see a full wall. What's the other example that he gives? Again, the first example is chatzar elyona. What's the second example he gives? A tell. You have a dirt, a mound of dirt, 5 tefachim. Then you build a wall around it that goes up to 10 tefachim. It's hollow from 5 to the the first 5 to the second 5. It's hollow from the upper 5 are hollow, but there's a wall. Can you mitzarif the dirt with the mechitza? Yes or no? Beautiful the way he says it. He says, "Leinin tel rishus rabim gavoh chamisha the hikif agabav a mechitza chamisha." You put a mechitza around it that was 5. Remember you had the picture there in the Perish Chai? Yosef, right? Remember you had the picture? You have it in the Beis Medrash. It's okay. But we surrounded it. It was 5. So Tosfos says that's another example. If you stand on top of it, are you in Rosh Hashayachid? No, because you can't see what? You can't see the bottom, right? You're standing inside of it, let's say. You're standing inside of the heap of the dirt. That's on top of 5. So you see the 5 next to you. You don't see the 5 on the bottom of you. So that's an example where it's not going to be what? It's not going to starve together because you can't see it. Those are the two examples. But if you are sitting in a bore that is 9 tefachim with a mound of what? Of dirt on top of the bore, are they going to starve together? Of course they're going to starve together because you see the 10. Of course. The bore that's 5 with the mechitza that's 5, you see it. You're sitting inside the hole. So as long as you see it, it's fine. So that's what Tosfos says. That's the pshat of Tosfos. Give those two examples. What are the two examples? The area of the upper chatzar, what's the second example? The tell of 5 that you build a mechitza on top of another 5, and you're standing on top of it. You can't see the bottom 5. So that's why it's not mitzarif. Mereimar says it is mitzarif. Machlokes Mereimar and Rav Chisdin get daf tet vav mitzvah. We pass like Mereimar. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Simen shin samach beis siv beis. Okay?
Rabbi,
yes, go ahead.
Halacha l'maaseh, though, all this is only theoretical.
Because we hold like Mereimar. Yeah. Correct. It's Mistarf. It's all within Rav Chisdin. Well said. Correct. Okay. That's number what? 11. 12. Let's go. What does Tosfos ask? On tel b'rishus surrounding that it's 5 tefachim, and you surround it with mechitza of 5? He says, why is it not considered to be rishus yachid? Because it has a utility. What's the utility, Donnie? You could put a board on top of it and put things on it for storage. As he gives you an example, he says the Gemara has a case where you have a pillar in the middle of Rosh Hashanah on Amsterdam Avenue that's 10 high and 4 wide, and you put a bunch of what pegs on top of it. If I put pegs on top of it, I put something on top of the pegs. If I only put one peg, then it's not usable. There's no utility. So as long as I have a utility, it's fine. And he brings rayas for this. Bor v'chuyas mitzaref la'asara. Just like it's mitzaref l'gabi the depth, it's mitzaref l'gabi the wideness. And we said that if it's 10 high and 4 wide, we said halacha lemaisa, it's considered to be rishus yachid. Why is it considered to be rishus yachid? I don't understand lemaisa. Is it their hollowness? There's over that's mafsik. What is over mafsik? There's over mafsik. You can't use a utility. It doesn't mean them. As long as I have theoretically, I could use it as utility. Please get that, Ariel. Theoretically, I could use a utility. I could put a board on top. It's hollow. The over is mafsik. I don't care. Put a board on top and store things. So Tosfos says, Abam Kashi says, why that second example of mine is bad? It should be considered to be Rosh Hashayachid. Why do you even starve them together? That's Tosfos' Kashi.
The question is, why is it not a Rosh Hashayachid?
Yeah, because Rav Chisdin said it's not Mitzdarif.
The support of the question is that it has a utility.
Yeah, even if you don't have it now presently, you could theoretically put a board there, we said. Just like you do with the, if you fill up the whole thing with the pegs, it makes a Rosh Hashayachid. So that's Tosfos' Kashi, Abam Kashi, Achanami. He doesn't say tame, he says im tomer. So that's number 12. Number 13, what's Tosfos' teretz to this kasha? Tosfos is an amazing teretz. What's his teretz? The teretz is, I got a problem here. He says, because we're talking about a tell, and the tell is very, very wide, guys. It's like 10 amas wide, like a chutzar itself. Something that's so wide, no one uses as storage or utility. You only use something that is very small, that you can get to. You put your cups, your knives, your forks, spoons on it. But something that's so wide, it's not lend itself to any utility at all, and therefore you cannot use that svar to say that the tell should be deemed as a Rosh Hashayachid. That's what you have to say. And I guess you have to say Maremar would argue on that and say, you know what, as long as, you know, you could put stuff on, I don't care whether it's practically used or not. The question at hand is whether you look at the, is it practically going to be used? Because it says it's not going to be, so you can't call it a shiach. Maremar says, I don't care. As long as theoretically you could put stuff there. Okay? You always got to plug it in based on that machlokes. So that answers number 12. Number 13. That answers, that was 12. Now we answered, we just did 13. Correct. 14. What did Tosis ask? In the very bottom of the Tosis. Let's get it, Donnie. Fundamental kasha, which relates to the ritva we had earlier. He says, I don't understand something. If you look at Masechta Shabbos, you have a house that's hollow 9 tefachim, and there's a beam that's the 10th tefach. So from the outside, it's a susi yachid. From the inside, it's hollow only 9, so it's not. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, in such a case, you build a hole, and the hole is what? Remember we said the hole's got to be at least, let's say 4x4, it's mitzarif, and makes a rishus yachid inside. Yes, David? Why does the Gemara not say it has to be within Lovet? The Gemara there in Shabbos, Zion and Beis, does not say it has to be within Lovet. In our Gemara for the Sukkah, it said it's got to be within Lovet. Yes? That's the Ritva basically asked that kasha we had earlier in Shir, no? Same kasha. So what's the answer that Taisa says? So that's number, what, 14. What's 15? Taisa says an amazing teretz. What's Taisa's teretz? Taisa says there's a fundamental distinction between Shabbos and Sukkah. By Shabbos, all you need is what? Stopping people from walking. You need enveloping. So all you need is enveloping, therefore what? Even if the defunos are not close to the hole, it's fine. It doesn't have to be loved. As long as the makom is enveloped, David, it's enough. However, when it comes to the sukkah, you need a doifin. You need the mechitz to be close to the sukkah. And therefore, it has to be within lovin. If it's not within lovin, then it's not considered to be samach. More than that, it's not a din doifin. So therefore, Tosis gives a phenomenal distinction between Shabbos and sukkah. We said the Ritva said a similar thing, but he built it up. The Ritva said square to cube, that by sukkah, it had to be what? Same surface, close and seen. Whereas Shabbos has to be what? It has to be close and seen, Lamaz, but not necessarily on the same surface. Yes? This is how you chazer, David. The shtickle, so you know everything. You follow me? Donnie, you got this? Let's go. That answers number what? Number 15, 16. What's the machlokes Abaye and Rav on the din of Amud? On Amud Beis. What's the machlokes Abaye and Rav on the din of Amud? Which is Gavoh Me'asrim Amah. And you build an Amud in the middle, which is 10 fucking high. Let's go. Abaye says, I want to tell you something.
Dalet
Amud Beis. Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara has a case of Amud. Ha'isa Gavoh Me'asrim Amah, and you build an Amud, which is 10 tefachim high. And it has an extra sukkah, it's 10 by 7. What's the din? Abaye says, no problem. I can solve this, and it's considered to be kosher, because why? He says, good asik mechitzta. Abaye says, you stretch the walls of the omid are right here. Right here. So you got me right here, right? Stretch the walls from here, they go all the way up, you can sit on top of the omid. No problem. It was higher than 20. No, it's not, because the Amud's 10 tefachim. It lowered it. And therefore, based on the principle of good asik, your sukkah is kshayra, no problem at all. Halach lamaisa. You could sit in it, not a problem. Now we say, could you sit on the other side of it? What do we say? We'll get to that, lamaisa. We'll get to that. Halach lamaisa. We'll get to that. But let's go. Let's get 16. That's Abaye. Notice he said, Sover Abaye Lamemar. What does Sover Abaye Lememra mean? He retracts later with Rava. He thought to say. Rava comes along and argues and says, absolutely not. You cannot say good asik in this case. Why not? Because if you sit on top of the Amud, Avram, you don't see the walls on the side. And in order to say good asik, what do you need? Nikar. And since it's not Nikar, you cannot say good asik. Yaakov, let's get it. Jacob, you got me? Come on, let's get it. All right, you got where we're at? Number 16. Yes? Abaye says we say good asik. Rava says no way. In order to say good asik, it has to be nikar. It's not nikar. Straight up machlokes in the Gemara. That's 16. 17. What's the machlokes we shown him the gabidof and akuma in the case of Amud? Let's get it. Very fascinating. That same rush. I mean, rush dalet. This is rush hay. Simon hay in a rush. So what do we say the machlokes is? Very, very interesting. Halach lamaisa, okay? Very, very interesting. The truth is, the Ritva in the name of his Rebbe, Shem Rabbi Yosef, and the Rosh and the Balitta in the Sefer HaShlomo, they all say the following, that if the Amud is Arba Amos to the Defanos, Lamaisa, what do we say? If it's Toch Arba Amos, we say Dofen Akuma, and it's Kosher. Jacob, you got me? The Amud, if the Amud is within Arba Amos of the other walls, you say Dofen Akuma. That was the Shita, the Shita Rosh, the Ritva B'Shem Rabos of the Rosh, the Balitur Nashloma. They all claim the Farish, and therefore, Allah Lamaisa, we're dealing with a situation that what? What would be the din? You tell me. Why would you need to say good asik? You wouldn't need to say good asik. You could say dolphin akuma. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said good asik, right by the Amud case. The Gemara said the reason why it's good is because why?
It's further than four Amud.
Well, why did it say it was good according to Abaye? Because of good asik. Why do you have to come on a good asik? Just say dolphin what akuma. The answer is that it's too far. It's Arba Amos more in the Gemara. Excellent, Matthew. That's what the Rosh says. You follow me, Akiva? You wouldn't have to come out of good asik. You just say Dofen Akuma. But the case in the Gemara is just four or more. See, four or more Amos. You can't say Dofen Akuma. However, the Ritz Gaius says, forget about it. The Ritz Gaius says, you know what? Even if it was less than one, Arba Amos, you would not say Dofen Akuma. Why? Because it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, the Amud. And anytime something's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, you do not say Dofen Akuma. According to the Ritz Gaius. Okay? The Rosh is the Ritz Gaius of the Shitoso. Just like by the Itztavo, he said it was less than 10. So too, Lamaisa, in order to say Dofen Akuma here, he'll say that the case is that it's what? Even if it was less than 10, Lamaisa, the Amud is, even if it was within Dalan Amos, you would not say Dofen Akuma. Why not? Because why? It's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. You remember we had that? That's the Ritz Gaius here. You got me, Izzy? Because I want you to keep in mind, the Rosh is Raya. The Rosh did not like the Ritz Gaius Shita. Remember the Rosh said, Lamai Nafkiminin. Yes? He said it's similar to what? A Sukkah. That's Omenis Barosh Agag, the Rishus Achirisi. It's like another Rishus. And we had no problem saying good Asik. Even though it's a different ground level, we had no problem saying it's the Rosh. Who cares whether it's a Rishus B'nei Atzma? You still should be able to say Dofen Akuma. What's the difference? Just like we said, good asik is different. He might respond back, because I don't look at the walls on the side of the apartment, the Ritz Gaius. We don't look at the walls going up. But nonetheless, that was a rush. Rush is, who cares whether it's a shus with the atzmo? You build a sukkah on the top of what? The top of a gag. And we said, that's considered to be, that's another rishus lagabi the chutzar. And we still said that what? That it's good. So you see, you can say what? You can have walls that relate in different ground level. So too, who cares whether it's 10? That was the Rosh's kasha, remember, on the Ritz Gaius? So we said for the Ritz Gaius, well, maybe when you go like that, you only recognize this one. Even though it's stemming from this, but the Iker is this one. And that's considered to be in that Rishus. Okay. You follow me, David? That line, we said people skip that line. That line the Rosh said to the Ritz Gaius. We didn't skip it. We don't skip it, okay? You follow me? We didn't skip that line. Because we said Lamais, he says, you see, you can relate to another Rishus. So that's the pshat number. You got every facet. The case of Amud, why'd you have to come out and do that? Good answer, just say Dofen Akuma. Either it's too far, or even if it's within, I won't say, because of the Ritz Gaius. So it's just Bifnei Atzmo. You got me, that? Okay, good. Let's go. That's number what? 17, guys. Let's go. 18. Why does Gemara mention Amud and not Itztavo? I mean, come on. What is it, a vocabulary? Let's go, Jacob. Why don't we basically mention Amud? Just say Itztavo. Say Itztavo Amud Aleph. Yeah, Donnie, you got me?
Got it.
Oh, so get this down. The Marsha is bothered by this kasha. So the Marsha says like this. Beautiful. The Marsha says, according to the Ritz Gaius, Itztavo is used on Amud Aleph because it's less than 10 tefachim. Usually most platforms are made less than 10 tefachim. Whereas an Amud is what? What's an Amud? An Amud is all normally what? 10 tefachim high. That's why the Gemara changes language. So according to Ritz Gaius, it fits beautifully. According to the Rosh, though, it's a Pella. Because according to the Rosh, in Itztavo, could he also be talking about what? 10 tefachim. So why did the Gemara use its different language? Why did Itztavo on a mouth, Amud on a base? Kasha fits in beautifully with the Ritz Gaius, Kasha on the Rosh. Comes along Darach Lanier. Darach Lanier says, Pum Fakir. It's a Raya for the Rosh. According to the Ritz Gaius, the Gemara should have said explicitly on Amud Aleph that it was less than what? 10 tefachim. The Gemara never said that. According to the Rosh, it's beautiful. Because usually an amud is 10 high, more than an istaba. So when you need it to be dafka 10 high, like an amud basic versus amud. But an amud aleph, you don't need a chef that has to be 10 high. So what word do you use? Istaba, because it can be used interchangeably. So that's the Aruch HaNes is Pum Fakir. It's a raya for the Rosh, pass under its gaze. The Aruch HaNes says, according to the Ritz Gaius, the Gemara should have said on Amud Aleph explicitly that it was less than Tidfach, and it didn't. According to the Rosh, though, Lomais, it fits beautifully. It's more Shkiach to use, an Amud is always 10 high. And it's the, so when you need something that's Dafka 10 high, you say Amud. On Amud Aleph, which you didn't need a Chef to be 10 high or not, use it's the book. That was the Aruch HaNes. Akiv, you got this? That's what the Aruch HaNes says, Pshat. Pum Fakir. And then we had an amazing Kiddush of what Sefer? What sefer do we have? The Mayim Amukim. What was the chiddush of the Mayim Amukim? Jacob, let's get it. He said an amazing chiddush. You only say good asik. By what? By something that's an amud, like a binyan. Something that's a building. An itztaba is like something made of stone and dirt. Looks like karka. This is all within number 18. But an itztaba, it's made of stone and mud, which it looks like karka. What's the din? You never say good asik, which is an amazing chiddush. You only see good asik on a thing that's mamish abinyan, we said. Something that's mamish abinyan. You follow me? Then you say good asik. But he says, on an itztaba lamaisa, you're not going to say good asik. So that's why the difference in the words, Allah lamaisa. You only say good asik on something that's a chefs of abinyan, like an umbit. An itztaba is not something that's, you know, it's made of stone and dirt, like karka. Therefore, even a bai would not say good asik. Amazing, stunning chiddush. Okay, that answers number 18. 19, guys, let's go. Taisvis the Ramaskal Savar. What was his kasha? Tani always, he loves the Torah. So he saw me in the street, we were walking the shir together today. He asked me a kasha. He said, what's the pshat with this Taisvis? Let's go. Number 19. What does Taisvis ask? Let's get it. What does Taisvis ask? Okay, let's get it. What does Savar Abayla Memer imply? What does Savar Abayla Memer imply? That he retracted himself. And he holds like Rava. That the only time to say good asik is when it's what? When it's what? Nikar. Yes? Sover Abayla Memar, he thought to say, and then Rava came and said, I only say it when it's Nikar. Turn around, you look at Daf what? Daf Yud Ches about the Echsedra. Remember we had the picture? Where you have these protrusions. You have all these protrusions. Abayla says, you say Pitik or Yorin Vesosim. Rava says you don't. You drop all the walls, the three walls. That's what Abai says. Rava says you don't. I don't understand. I thought Abai retracted the Rava here and said, in order to say you need to be Nikar. Here they're not Nikar. That's Tosis Kasha. Please get it.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Abai retracted here and said, like Rava, you're right. In order to say good asking, you need Nikar. You look at Daf Yud Ches, where it says you have these protrusions, Ariel. The question is, do you say Pitzik or Yorosov? Do you drop the walls or not? Abai says you do, Rava says you don't. What do you mean? I thought you said that Abai holds like Rava. In order to say good asik, what do you need, Jacob? To be Nikar. Here they're not Nikar. That's Tosis Kasha. Okay? That's number 19. And part of number 19 is what's the answer?
It is Nikar.
The answer is that it is Nikar. What do we say, Pshat? Because when you describe an Amud, Dani, in Amud, you never think of these things on the side. Whereas the protrusions... The protrusions, they are Nikar. So it is possible to say that they are Nikar and you could drop a wall by themselves. Because an Amud is more of a what or of a Chefsa. These are just what protrusions. So maybe the protrusion is Nikar enough and therefore that's what Tyson's answer was. That answer is number 19, 20. What's a machloikis abayi v'rova dafid chesam anav l'gabedin sicha gabi achsedra? Ah. Rovas, abayi says what? This is kosher. Can sit in the sukkah. Just drop walls. On the protrusions. Rava says, no way. Why? Why does Rava say no way? But what did he say? They have to have been built to create a hollowness of the sukkah. Yeah, these things, not the Shema, but these things had to be built for the sukkah. They weren't built for the sukkah. They were built for what, you know, guys' apartments. Rava says that in order for that to be kosher, Rava says later in the Gemara, it has to be built for what? It has to be built for the halal sukkah. That's tachas the chesedra. And they were not built for that. So that's why Rav at the end of the day says we do not say Pi Tikra, Yorid Vesosim, Halacha Lamaisa. That's the Machloikas, that's number 20. Okay, 21. What's the Machloikas Rashi and Tosis on the case? Rashi says you drop all three walls. Rashi says you drop all three walls. There are no walls at all. None at all. Okay? So basically, all three walls, you're saying Pitikron. Kiva, you got me? Rashi says all three walls. Please get this down. All three walls, you say Pitikron. What do we say Tosa says? No. You have to have a gamma. You have to have a right angle. You have to have one wall here and one wall there. And the other wall, the third wall, you can say Pitikron. But you can't do it on all three. Machlokes Rashi tells us what the case is of Pitikra Yorah V'Sosim, Halacha L'Maaseh. Okay? Rashi says you drop all three. Tosfos says you have the corner. You have the corner. It's the third one. You put it down. Okay, that's number 21. 22. What do we say about Pitikra Yorah V'Sosim? What do we say about the nature of it? So we said like this. Rashi says, Adaf Yitesim Rav Damascus Demach Nechitzes. This is under the rubric of another halacha l'moshe m'Sinai called gud achis. Gud asik is you stretch up. Gud achis is if you take a mechitza that's suspended and go down. So p'tikra is a subsidiary of that halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of what p'tikra of gud achis. That's Rashi's approach. Tosfos and Erevin, Sadi Dal and Amrav Dimaska b'shtei. The end of the Tosfos says that Pitikra is based on a different mahalach. What mahalach is that? It's based on a pesach. It's like a door. It's mamish like a door, meaning there's a wall, but there's a door. It has nothing to do with the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of gud achis, which is said by a mechitza. It's a totally new halacha called a pesach. What's a nafkamina? Said the stipler like this. Let's say you have a suspended wall. Let's say you have a suspended wall. Jacob, you got this?
Yeah.
Let's get this. You can get it. Focus. You got it. Let's say you got a suspended wall. They're a bunch of Rams. Not the football team. Right? You got a bunch of Rams that are what? That are crawling under the wall. Is that a problem or not? Yes or no? So said the stiper, according to Rashi, it's a big problem. Because you never say gud achis if there are animals that can go under. Rams, sheep. And lambs that could go under. Gedoyim Bokimbo is a lashon of Gemara. Lambs and sheep. However, if there are lambs crawling in, going, walking back and forth, then you will not say Pitikra Yorah V'Sosim, because Pitikra Yorah V'Sosim, according to Rashi, is a subsidiary of what? Gud Achis. But according to Tosfos, if it's a Din Pesach, of course the animals could go through the door. It doesn't bother me. There's a wall and there's a door. So just because the animals are walking through, it doesn't bother me. So the stiper gives that nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos, how you masber what the concept Pitikra Yorah V'Sosim is all about. Please get that. Okay? Yes, Avram.
If Rashi would say that the sheep being able to pass under is a problem, and the case would be how does he say that the case with the oxen is kosher?
There's no sheep there.
But
there's no sheep there. I understand. We're not talking about potential. Are there sheep there or not? There are no sheep there. Number one, I can tell you there's no sheep there. And what's number two? What's number two? You tell me even better. The sheep will not be passing for. There's a house right there.
It's not right.
I'm talking about, it's right there, the house. The sheep are blocked by something, so that's okay. Yeah, they are. There's a protrusion. I understand, but it means be able to go through completely. So either you can say there's no sheep there, or they can't go in and out because there's a house blocking it. Okay? Yes, David.
Why is it a problem when the sheep could go through, but not when people could go through? Because when people, there's a house.
People don't crawl. People don't crawl.
Why? So what's the
We're talking about things, you know, people that have no, you know, b'chir schofshes, like the animals are going. And people aren't going to do that, halacha l'maaseh. You know, that doesn't bother me. We're talking about the dealership. People know when they sit in sukkah, they got to be here. So they're going to stay there. They have b'chir schofshes. Animals go in and out, they should break it. But I'm saying, number one, there's no animals. Number two, there's a house there. So it's not a problem. You know what a suspended wall is in Shabbos? It's called mechitza tluya. A mechitza tluya. So that was the chiddush of the stipler. Please get that. Okay, that was the chiddush of the stipler. Okay, let's go. That answers not what? Which one? That answers which one? 22. Let's go. 23, guys. Let's move. Number 23. How did Rav Huna, plain and simple, ma'asber the machlokes in Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim? Let's get it. He actually was Chozer Bo, but what I mean is in the beginning. Rav Huna said that if you take four pegs, four sticks, and you put schach on top of the four sticks, you know, with a crossbar going on all four, which is called Arba Kundusin Nesicha Chagavan, where the Kivas Machshir and the Chachamim what? Pasel. Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir and the Chachamim Pasel. And Rav Huna said the Machlokas is when it's on Sfas Agag. Because Rav Yaakov holds good asik, it's good. Rabbanan say you don't say good asik. But if it's in the middle of the roof, everyone holds its psula. That's what Rav Huna says in the beginning. That's what Rav Huna says in the beginning. However, at the end of the Gemara, remember we said, Rav Huna retracts. And what does the Gemara say? The Rav Huna would say the Machlokas is by what? Both cases. Both cases. Emsa and also Sfas. So why did it present it by the case of what? Why did it present it by the case of what? And this is Rav Huna is being Mechadesh. Right? Rav Huna said they argue Be'emsa, Behuah din Asfas. Why was it presented Be'emsa though? In the Gemara, in the Brisa, the Gemara later on in the Brisa, why did it present it being Be'emsa? Lo'diach HaKocho of who? Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov kocht et tera adif, that he was makshir the sukkah even in such a case. So I want you to get it. Again, in the beginning, Rav Huna says the machloikis is what? Sfas agag. Rabbi Yaakov says it's good because he holds good asik. The Rabbanan say it's not good because he don't say good asik. But emsa, everyone holds it's going to be psul. Because by emsa, you can't say good asik. There's no mechitz under it. So there's no mechitzas in the sukkah, so it's psul. That's what we thought in the beginning. How does Gemara reject it later with the new brisa? It says that Rav Huna might say the machlokes is across the board, both by emsa and by sfas. So why did the brisa present it as a machlokes ba'aretz, which is like equivalent to emsa agag, to tell me that even in that case, Rav Yaakov says it's good? Why does Rav Yaakov say it's good in that case? Because what halach l'moshum sinah does he say? Mechalek v'chokek. Remember that? You had that round pole. You square the pole and we make it like an engravement in there. And it creates a situation where it's like hewed in. Remember that? Like this. Chokek v'mechalek. And therefore Rav Yaakov will say it's good. Even what you create a diumid, and you have a diumid in four corners, it's good. So that's Rav Huna's Hesber of the Machlokes. Please get the beginning. The way he said at the beginning and the Maskana. When I asked that Kasha, I'm asking, I want to know what Rav Huna said at the beginning and in the end. Gemara spoke for Rav Huna and said, Amalekha Rav Huna. Rav Huna would say to you like this. Okay, 24. How does Rav Nachman Mazur the Machlokes between Rav Yaakov and the Chacham? Chokek u Mechalek. Right? Chokek, it said it. Kol Shili Chakku v'Yichalk. Right? It was Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Okay, that's 23. 24, let's go. How does Rav Nachman Mazbe the Machlokes between Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim? How did Rav Nachman say it? Plain and simple. Rav Nachman says like this. The Machlokes is Be'em Sagag. Meaning what? Do you say Chokek u Mechalek? Rav Yaakov says you do, the Chachamim say not. The Machlokes is Be'em Sagag. Al Sfas Agag, Divi Hako, what? Divi Hako Ksheira because of good asik. Or Dilma Be'em Zu Machlokes. Maybe even Sfas Agag, it's a Machlokes. How'd the Gemara leave it? Teku. Excellent, Jacob. Teku. Gemara left it as a teku. That's 25. 26. How are we masber the word teku? How are we masber the word teku? What does teku mean? So the Shita Megubetzis writes in Meseches Ksubis that teku means as follows. Let's get it. Teku means Tishbi Yitaretz Kushios Vabayos. Tishbi referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi will answer the Kashas and the Ibayas. What is Kasha? In Lomdus. What is Ibayas? Shilas Alach L'Maisim. Yes, Tishbi, Yitaretz, Kushiot, Va'abayos. That's what the Shita Megubetzis writes in Ksubis. So Rav Shechter Shlita told us from the name of the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav thought it was wrong. The Brisker Rav thought that Eliyahu Navi will answer the Shilas Halacha L'Maisa, but the Kashas and Lamdas, maybe Rav Moshe's Terutzim and the Rav's Terutzim are better. How do you, the buck stops with Eliyahu Navi and Halacha, but in Lamdas, how do you know that he'll give his Terutzim will be as good as Rav Moshe the Rav's? So therefore he said, Teku means Let it stand or let it float up. Literally translated, let it stand or let it float up. We don't have an answer to Shiloh. Now, I pointed out, added on, let's get that. I thought a Navi cannot paskin. Ein Navi Rishai L'chadesh Dover Me'atam. A Navi is not allowed to paskin. Lo B'Shamayim He, right? What's the answer? The Nimukiyos says Eliyahu comes as a Talmud Chochem. As a Talmud Chochem, the buck stops with him. He's not paskinning as a Navi. Otherwise, it would be a problem. Ein Navi Rishai L'chadesh Dover. But if he comes as a Talmud Chochem, that's fine. Okay, that answers number 26.
Bradley,
yes? Briskarov.
Before the Briskarov, what is
Ibayus? Ibayus are shailus halach lamashi. Whenever you have the Ibayalu in the shail in the Gemara, it's halach lamashi. It's a shail halach lamashi. Ibayalu all over shas, a shail halach lamashi. Ibayalu, kash is a kash and lomas. Okay? Got it? Excellent. That's 26. 27. Why in the Hesber of Rav Huna does not Surah Pesach work? In the Havamin of Rav Huna, what did Rav Huna say the machlokas was? Svas Agag, is that correct? Who holds good asik? Rav Yaakov and the Rabbanan deny it. Fine, let the Rabbanan deny good asik. But there's a concept called Surah Pesach. What does Surah Pesach mean? Konami Khan, the Konami Khan, the Kon Agabeyan. All communities are built on Surah Pesach. Rarely, rarely do you have a city with a wall around the whole city. That's the best thing. But you can't do that. You build a whole city around and they won't let you. So you have a Tzuris HaPesach. Kona Mikan, Stik Mikan, Mikan, Mikan HaGamin. Yud Alpha Bezin Erevin. That's a Tzuris HaPesach. The Gemara has later on, hopefully we'll get to Bez Hashem, that a Sukkah is kosher with Tzuris HaPesach. So why can't the Arba Kundisin on the four corners be good based on Tzuris HaPesach? It's a Tzuris HaPesach. Why is it not good? It's a Bam Kashin. Who asked this kasha? The Bir Allah asked this kasha. He says, I understand why it shouldn't work. The Rosh says it works, Surah Sapesach. Perak Av Simon Lamadal. So say the same thing here. Even if you can't say good asik, you should say it's good based on Surah Sapesach. The great kasha, the Rosh's kasha. So what's the terrors? You can only say Surah Sapesach works when what? When you put the schachan on, you're not miscavin with Surah Sapesach. You need kavana to make it Surah Sapesach. That's what the Ramah writes. I'm sorry, the Yushalmi writes, I'm going to run quotes, Simon Tov Reish La'amid, Sivkot and Beis, the Ramah's Mekel. The Ramah's Mekel, like the Mordechai and the Ghost Mordechai, the Ghost Ramonios said, Yitzur is the best Mekel even if you don't have Kavanah. Even if you don't have Kavanah, the Ramah's Mekel, that Yitzur is the best works. Not according to the Rosh. You need to have Kavanah. And when they built this Kundisha with the Shach on top, they had no mind of doing Yitzur is the best. But what does that answer definitely imply? That if you had Kavanah, it would what? If you had kavanah, it would what, Avram? It would work, no doubt. The answer is you had no kavanah when you made it with the condition. Okay, that's 27. 28. Let's get it, guys. Number 28. How is the Rosh Paskin in the Shiloh? How does the Rosh Paskin in the Shiloh, the Hezbro of Rav Nachman? Gemara left it as a taker. What did Rav Nachman say again, guys? He said, "Be'emsa agag machloikis, svas agag divi hakol ksher, or dilma bein mizu machloikis." If you say bein mizu bein machloikis, exactly like Jacob said, the Rabbanan are machmer. So Gemara left it as a teku. So comes along the Rosh. The Rosh passes lechumra like the Rabbanan that it is puzzle bein be'emsa agag, bein besvas agag, because we hold like the Rabbanan that do not say good asik. We hold like the Rabbanan and do not say good asik. Rosh is machmir. That's number 28. Number 29. What does the Ran write like Abi good asik besukkah? What does the Ran write? The Ran has a comment where the Ran makes an amazing comment. He says, Lafizeh, there's no din of good asik in sukkah. None. Aye, the Gemara says in Vavim and Beis, Ki Yitzra Chilchasa Lagud, Lavlava Vidofan Akuma, that's only regarding Chol Shabbos, is there good Asik. Like Abi Sukkah, there is no din at all of good Asik. An amazing Ron's comment. No din at all. Lock, stock, and barrel. That's why Svas Agag is Psula. The Ron is an amazing Chish. He says, by good Asik, we do not say in Ilchasukkah. Okay? Amazing. So that's number 29. Before we start number 30, I was startled by that. Why was I startled? Why was I startled by that, Ron? The Mishnah has later on a Tetzayin. If I have a sukkah that is 10 tefachim high, and my walls go up to 15 amos, what's the din? Let's get this. If I have a sukkah that is 10 tefachim high, Donnie, and the schach is 15 amos high, what's the din? It's kosher. Because of what principle? Good asik. How can the Ron make a comment we don't say good asik and sukkah? That's an accepted din. On Daf Tet Zayin, a Mishnah. Pella, no. That brings us to number 30. What was the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua on the what? On the Pshat of the Ron. Oh, says the Pnei Yeshua, there is no way the Ron meant what he meant. No way. Of course there's good asik by sukkah. There is no doubt there is good asik by sukkah. But what he says is follows. He says, a tremendous chiddush. First of all, he says that the araisa, of course, is good asik basukka. Midrabanan, Rava requires him to be nikar in order to say good asik. That's only a din derabanan. But nonetheless, the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand. If the Ran is right that good asik only applies to Shabbos, then why does the Gemara look for a makor in Shabbos on Sadi Vav Mibeis Hotsa Minolan? The Gemara asks, why is Hotsa Asar on Shabbos? Where's the Mucker? Where's the Mucker? Hotsa Minolan. What do you mean, where's the Mucker? If Gud Asik only applies to Hilchos Shabbos, then obviously Gud Asik was telling me that there's an Isra of what? Hotsa. Because through Gud Asik, I can form a Rishus Yachin, and I can't carry from Rishus Rabin, Rishus Yachin, or Rishus Yachin, Rishus Rabin. How can the Gemara ask, if the Ron is right that good asik only applies to Shabbos, it doesn't apply to Sukkah, why is the Gemara asking, where's the market for Otsa? Obviously there's an Isra Otsa, because the Halakha of Moshe Messina exists of good asik. Why else would good asik be made? Good asik is made to form a Rosh Hashanah, which we know from there's an Isra Otsa. So why would the Gemara ask, Otsa Minolam? So therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, it is impossible to say that good asik is only for Shabbos, but rather, of course, it applies to what? Of course, it applies to Sukkah as well. Definitely applies to Sukkah as well. The Ron Lamais is a Pella. The Ron Lamais, it cannot be right. The Ron cannot be right. It cannot just apply to what? To Shabbos. Otherwise, the Gemara would not look for a Mucker. So it applies to Sukkah as well. Maybe it doesn't apply to Shabbos. So if it doesn't apply to Shabbos, the Gemara asks, how do you know Hotzah Zasser? That's the shtickle tire of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says the Ron cannot be right. But he took him very seriously. We said that maybe the Ron meant, you don't say good asik in sukkah unless it's nikar. That din nikar might be a din derabanan. But lemaisa, it said, there is a requirement that it must be nikar. And maybe it's squared or cube like the Ritva as opposed to Shabbos. Sukkah, it's got to be squared or cube. You got to see it close and you got to be on the same level. But nonetheless, Pnei Yeshua says, I cannot accept this Ron. How did we answer up? How did we answer up the Pnei Yeshua with Aruch Lanir? The Aruch Lanir rejected the whole kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Why? You know why the Gemara is looking for a Makar for Otsa Minolan? Because why? Because even if I know there's Otsa based on what? Yehuda. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. But what's the famous cloud we said? You never give what? You never give onshin based on what? Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. We never give onshin based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So since we never give onshin on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Gemara is asking, how do you know you get punished for Otsa? In other words, in a Hanami, we might say that good asik applies to what? Shabbos and Sukkah. But we're still going to ask for a Makar because how do I know you get punished for it? That's what we were looking for. That's what Aruch Lanir was saying. That's what Aruch Lanir was mechadish. That's how he rejected the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, and therefore, please get this down, all part of number 30. Why does the Aruch Lanir say the Mishnah Tetzayin make sense? That if my mechitza goes up only, it's not 15 amos high, but the walls only goes up what? 10 amos. Why is that good? We said it was based on what, Donnie? Good asik, according to Pnei Yeshua. What does the Aruch Lanir say it's based on? a new halacha called what? Ein Srichim Liga. The halacha l'moshe. Yes, we did. The Aruch HaNer said that what? It's a new halacha called Ein Srichim Liga. That the halacha l'moshe Messina is not gudasik. You can interpret the Ran literally. You don't say gudasik by sukkah. So why is that case good? Because there's a din Ein Srichim Liga. The walls of the sukkah do not have to touch the sach. As long as you're 10 tefachim, it's fine. They do not have to touch the sach. Okay? We got that, Chlor? Okay. Let's continue now. Okay, we're up to number 9-1. Okay? We get a head start on tomorrow. Okay? And I'll give you out tomorrow. Because we got a short Seder tomorrow. The Thursday morning, we got the Bechina. And please rev it up, like Donnie said. I want this Chlor. Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Chlor. Mamish, everything. Okay? Wednesday, we'll go over... I don't give you exact questions, but you know, Remiza. Okay, here we go. Number 9-1. Nanakamachis. I didn't photocopy it, okay, yet. I want you to write down 9-1 the answer, okay? Here we go. 9-1. Okay? What are the two ways in which we said that you can be Masber the Din of Gud Asik? Reb Chaim said like this, you take this desk, you stretch the walls on the side, go up like this. That's the standard traditional pshat in all yeshivas, that gudask is the walls. You stretch the walls on the side, go up. However, the Chazon Ish, in one place, even though another place is Motor Reb Chaim, says you take the whole desk and you shoot the whole desk up. Those are the two ways you say good asik. Please get it. Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. Okay? Two ways. That's 9-1. 9-2. What is the din of good asik? Does it need a mechitza of asarat tefachim or not? In order to say good asik, do you need a pre-existing wall of 10 tefachim or not? Yes or no? Rashi's mashma... The Rashi's Mashma and our Gemara, we said Beferish. Dibra Maska, what? Machlaikis? It's on Dalanes, Dibra Maska, Machlaikis. He even guessed the Dibra Maska right, Daddy. He said Machlaikis, and the Dibra Maska is Machlaikis. It's amazing. I can't believe it. Dibra Maska, Machlaikis. Okay? He even guessed the Dibra Maska right. There's no guessing in Torah. That's why I never give multiple choice in Torah. You cannot give multiple choice. You can't guess in Torah. Either know or you don't. So Rashi, Adani, I didn't know you knew Baal Peh, Mavish. Okay, listen to this. So Rashi says, Dibra Maska Machlaikis, that you have a Mechitza. The Mechitza is existing. In order to say Gud Asik, you need a Mechitza that is 10. That's what Rashi says, Beferish, on the dot. But we pointed out that there is a what? There is a Ksav Yad, an older edition of Rashi. There is an older edition of Rashi that argues on this. The older edition of Rashi says, not that way. He says that you can say Gud Asik, even if what? Even if you don't have a pre-existing Mechitza. Amazing. We point out it was based on a Ksav Yad of Shittas Rashi. Okay? Rashi says, Beferish the Michtam. They quote a Ksav Yad of Rashi that says that what? That even if you don't need it, even if you don't have a Mechitza, it's still good, al pi din. So I want you to get that, okay? We pointed out the Ksav Yad of Rashi, okay? A regional Lashon. Yeah, Rashi and the Ksav Yad Dibra Maskel Omud. So the Rashi and the Baal Itter in the Ritva say, in order to say Gud Asik, you need a Mechitza of 10. That's why the Gemara says Dafka Omud, a Gavoa, which is 10 Fachim. But Rashi Ksav Yad Dibra Maskel Omud says no. You could say Gud Asik even less than 10. So how do you be Masmer with the Gemara then? Because in order to have a sukkah, you need a physical sukkah that is what? 10 tefachim. Can't make that up. See, in Hilchos Gud Asik, you can make Gud Asik even if the wall is less than 10 tefachim. But by sukkah, you need physically a wall that's at least 10 tefachim. So that's why the Gemara chose Amud. So you can interpret why the Gemara chose Amud in one of two ways. It chose Amud because why? In order to say Gud Asik, it has to be what? A wall of 10 tefachim. Or you can say, no, like the Ksav Yad, that's the Ritva. The Ritva says you need a Mechitza. Baal Yit and Riv, you need a Mechitza to say Gud Asik. Rashi and Ksav Yad says no. You could say even with less than 10 tefachim, Gud Asik. So what's that in the Gemara? Because you cannot, for a sukkah, you need to have something that's 10 tefachim. Can't make that up. So that's why the Gemara said what? That's why the Gemara said the din of what? The din of Amud. Okay. We're up to what? We're up to 9-3. One last nakuda I want to mention, okay? Let's get it. The mincha is early, guys. Mincha is early now. Till the end of the semester. I recommend highly, I know you guys are always rushing, but I recommend highly you daven mincha and shir. Because I don't want anyone, God forbid, to forget it. You can forget the mincha because you have classes and stuff. Plus the fact it's more mechubit because, you know, they're always running around at four. It's more mechubit. I'll tell you the Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav. Eliyahu HaNavi and Har Carmel, when he's fighting the Nevi Baal, and he says, you guys are wrong. I believe only in Hashem. He says, I'll prove it to you. There's going to be a fire come down from Shamayim and burn up all this stuff. And Hashem made an ace, and it happened. Which tefillah was it, says the Gemara? Mincha. Not Shacharis, not Ma'ariv. It was Mincha. Now, I understand you're running sometimes, but what I'm asking you is, I don't want you to do a bikvias. I don't want you to do a bikvias. Once in a while, you need to understand. But please, I don't police it. I just don't want you to do a bikvias. Now, also, we want to know, maybe we'll do a Maleva Malkium bowling maybe December 9th. So we'll get us, we'll, please tell Yosef if that's a good day for guys. Let's dive in Mitzvah. Everyone have a wonderful day. And I'll smoke on the midterms. You guys have midterms. Who died for the Omer? Okay? Avram. Go ahead. I'm going to show you that.